Hey guys, it's Serena. Just wanted to come in with full transparency that this episode is going to sound a little off in terms of audio. It has been an interesting journey with new equipment and learning how to record and edit and all of the above. So thanks for your patience. Bear with us. Hope you guys enjoy the episode anyways. And thanks again for tuning in and supporting us. Enjoy the episode. All right, everybody, welcome to episode one of season two, FP3. Let's get excited. Welcome back.
Wow.
You guys did not sound excited at all.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
let's not laugh too loud into the mics, y'all. We got some new equipment on.
You wanted us to be excited, and so we were over here trying to be excited.
That's
you wanted
true.
Us to be like, oh yeah, let's do it.
Like ASMR?
Yeah.
Okay, also, just a quick, like,
disclaimer.
Yes, I am sick, so I can only breathe out of my mouth right now. Like, both of my nostrils are, like, plugged, so if I sound like that, it's because I'm sick, not because of the equipment, I promise. Hopefully not, or we have to return it. Anyways, as you guys heard in our preseason episode of season two, we are going to dedicate this episode to our siblings. And starting off with us first is our eldest of the siblings. And when we say siblings, we're talking like people that our mom gave birth to. Just make that clear. And then we do have one current sibling who is a step sibling, and when we get to her episode, we'll share who she is. But aside from that, we have a lot of like extended family members or extended siblings too. But just to make it clear, I guess to draw a line without wanting to draw a definitive line, that's the people that we'll be talking with us in this season. Not saying that we won't talk to the other siblings. They may show up in different episodes or different seasons, but we just wanted to start off with that and make it clear that this is the direction that we're going to go in for the season. So, starting off, just going right into the episode, our first and our eldest is Carol Shung Windorsky. I don't know if she still has her Shung or not.
No, I think it's legally Windorsky.
Legally Windorsky. Yeah. Carol Windorsky.
That's so cool.
That does sound really cool. Like,
yeah.
It's not something that we sit to think about, like, oh, what's your sister's name? Carol Windorsky.
Oh, shit. We know Windorsky.
Windorsky. If you say it a lot of times, it sounds kind of weird.
that's so messed up. How are you going to hype it up? And then
because it has the word dork in it. But let's not talk about dorks.
That's not even dork. It's door. Windorsky.
No, it's dork.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, it's not.
Windorsky.
Okay, Carol, please confirm how to pronounce your last name correctly. But how's it pronounced?
It's pronounced Windorsky.
Told you.
Windorsky.
Yeah, it is Windork. Not dork. Windork.
I think I just kind of put that in my head right now. So
oh, it's like Wisconsin?
Kaylee was Kaylee's my daughter. She's 13. When she was little, she used to say Kaylee Dorky.
Aww, that's cute. So cute. Yeah. It's only cute when she does it, though. So, you know. Nobody else, like, Eric better not try to do it.
Eric Dorky. Anyways, officially welcoming Carol to the FP3 podcast. Thank you so much for joining us and being open to opening our season two with us. Just wanted to start off a little bit about who you are. Can you share with us in about, like, 2 to 3 minutes, 5 if needed, in as much detail or little detail as you'd like? Just kind of who you are, what your life story is.
So just to start off, thank you for inviting me. Kaylee actually said that she wanted to start listening to your podcast today too, especially since now she heard that I was going to be on.
Aww. We love a supporter.
So she says she's going to add you guys on her Spotify now. So.
Yay!
Oh, another subscriber. But yeah, I'm a mom. of three kids. I have a daughter who is 13, a son who is 8, and another son who is 6, and a dog who is 2.
And a husband.
Yes. My husband and I have been married for over 10 years, and we're actually celebrating our 15th year this year.
Wow. That's crazy.
You guys are, oh my God. Okay, so let me just interject. Me and Kevin just celebrated our 15-year dating anniversary, like, earlier this month, too. So that's weird. I never thought about, like, did we really, like, meet our guys
at the same time? Same-ish
time?
2009?
Yes, 2009.
What? Whoa. Wait. That is so crazy because I could have sworn I knew Kevin
before we
moved.
Wait, Carol.
We didn't date.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, maybe they... Okay, yeah, so maybe they... Me and Kevin started dating in 2009. Well, no, if it's your anniversary, then you guys did too.
They didn't meet yet.
Oh.
I could have sworn he was your boyfriend before I moved already.
He was.
Yeah.
Because they were newly dating when we moved.
So then
So then you met him later that year.
Yeah, she said...
They knew him already. She already knew him, and then they only started dating that year.
No. They're talking about you, Carol. Like,
no, I'm talking about Kevin, because I could have sworn before I moved to Wisconsin, you already were dating Kevin.
Yeah, we were. 2009. Yeah.
So then that probably...
We celebrated their 15th year. We haven't celebrated ours yet. This is our 15th
Okay,
year.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is... So what I'm saying is... When we moved here, Carol met him that year that she moved to Wisconsin. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Whoa. I never knew that.
That's crazy. Yeah, that is crazy.
I thought you had been to Wisconsin like maybe 2-3 years first before you met Eric.
Okay, that's a little delusional right there.
Well, I wasn't here. Excuse me.
Me as a kid, I remember because I grew up in the Twin Cities. So I was born in California, in Fresno, California. We lived there until I was 6 years old. Then my dad divorced from our mom, and then we moved up to Minnesota with my dad. That's where his immediate family was. So I grew up in the Twin Cities during the school year, and then I would go and visit my mom in the summers with my sisters in the summertime and the rest of my siblings. So being from the Twin Cities, I just never thought I would ever end up in Wisconsin ever or marry anyone there ever.
Mm-hmm.
Was it, that like rivalry between like Wisconsin and Minnesota?
I think so. And just as a kid, like, you didn't even know, but in my brain, I was like, I would never marry someone from there.
Yeah. So, Carol, tell us where you.
I thought it was gonna be karma.
Yeah. Tell us where you. Tell us where you currently live.
Oh. So after living in Minnesota, I moved back after high school to California, where I pursued cosmetology. After cosmetology school, my mom remarried and to my stepdad, which then caused all of us to be in Wisconsin, and then I met my husband there. His family is originally from Wisconsin, but his parents had moved out to Montana in, I want to say, the early 2000s, because his little brother is pretty young still then, but they've been out here for, I want to say, like, over 20 years now. And because they were out here and they were a great support system for us, we decided to also come out here and, you know, give our kids the opportunity and the lifestyle that we wanted them to have. So we are out in immigrant Montana.
Okay.
How exciting. How long have you guys been in Montana now?
If no one knows where immigrant Montana is, it is literally like half an hour north of the Yellowstone North Entrance, so southwest Montana.
Nice. Now give us the longitude and latitude. I'm just kidding.
That's terrible. Spring asked, how long have you guys been there now?
Oh, this is our 9th year living out here.
Okay.
Pretty long. That's
crazy. Isn't it so cool to say, like, I have a sister in Montana?
Yes, yeah. I was just going to say that. Like, it's so interesting to tell them, like, oh, yeah, I have a sister. She lives in Montana. And you would not think Montana. Who thinks Montana, TBH?
Yeah. Oh, like, you know, like, when I meet, like, new clients, you know, they ask how many, like, siblings I have. And I'd be like, oh, I have, like, my mom has, like, 11 or 12 of us, you know. And they would be, and then they would ask, like, oh, do they all live here? And I'm like, no, I have a sister in Montana and a sister in the Twin Cities. Like, Okay, that's kind of cool.
I'm glad you guys think it's cool.
Yes, yes, yes. Good things.
And
good
the crazy thing is, if they've been there for 9 years and Carter's only 6, he literally has like was born in Montana, which is crazy to me because for some reason I always think of them being.
They born. Were all born in Montana.
Not mm-hmm. Kaylee.
Kaylee was too.
Kaylee was too. Oh my gosh, it's been a day. Yeah. See, but that's my point. Like, because when I think about Carol, I remember her living in Wisconsin with us.
Yeah.
Until she moved, because I remember the whole moving process for them, and for some reason I feel like Kaylee was always there in Wisconsin too.
Yeah, we had a period where we lived out in Montana. We came out to give birth to mm-hmm. her, and then kind of we had a hard time finding work at the time, and she was so young, and it was really hard for us. So we decided to come back and, you know, work a little harder, see where our priorities lie, see what mm-hmm. we kind of wanted. And she wasn't of school age yet. We only had her, so we were like, okay, let's go back and, like, work hard and hustle and see what we can create, you know. So we came back and we tried working hard and we did. And it just seemed like no matter how much we worked, it was like you were just always in this like race of life where you work so hard and you barely got to see each other and you barely got to spend time with each other because he would work Monday through Friday and I would work Wednesday through Sunday, you know. So it would be really hard for us to have quality time together, have quality family time with our daughter. And that's really not what we wanted in the long run. So when we found out that there was a house near my in-laws for sale, my husband came out and bought it, and that happened to be this, when he came out, it was like February, he bought the house, he came back, a month later, I actually pregnancy tested, and that's when I found out I was pregnant with Caleb, and that's when we decided to move so we could have Caleb out here.
Yep.
Whoa, that's crazy, because I did not know that. Like, this whole time, I always thought that Kaylee was born in Wisconsin and that
like that's because you were so young.
See, but that's my point. It just goes to show like that because of the age gap and because like how young I was at the time that she moved over there, that I this whole time I thought that like Kaylee was born here.
So we were looking at my wedding pictures recently and it showed the pictures of you and at the wedding spring and it was 2013. How old were you in 2013? You were such a baby.
Let's see. I was 9.
See? So that's... you were little.
Yeah.
So we moved in 2015. So you were young. You were in elementary school when we moved.
Interesting.
So, Carol, isn't there, like, a special reason for the... like, kids who are born in Montana, don't they have, like, a special right to something?
I think they have, like, lifelong hunting rights. I'm not 100% sure, but our kids specifically, because of where we live too, they can hunt on the specific property that we have and all the private property that's behind there, which is nice. So we have a lot of hunting opportunities out here for our kids and a different way of life that we want to raise our kids in. Like, there's a reason why we wanted to move away from the city. We didn't want them to, you know, grow up just following what the normal, I guess, thing to do is. We wanted to teach them a way of life and how to actually provide for themselves and learn how to do things for themselves too. So one of the biggest opportunities we have out here is hunting, and our kids are fully active, hands-on with us, even from dragging the deer to the house to processing it to eating it.
Very cool, very cool. Well, interesting, interesting. That's Carol in a nutshell. So much more to talk about, so much more to dive into.
And so, we have recent goals lately. We are actually in the process of building our home ourselves by hand. Ourselves. We recently sold our house that we bought when we first moved out here 9 years ago. That was just a little tiny rundown trailer, and we flipped it and lived in it and worked in it and over time and. Sold it and decided that we wanted to design and build a home of our own. So we bought a piece of land and now we are building our, I guess, dream home there. We want to have, like, basically our own little slice of heaven, I guess, our little homestead, our little community for our kids and, you know, space for them to play and run and raise chickens. And my daughter really, really wants a goat.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I heard about that, and I think that's so cute.
Yeah.
She loves goats.
That's so exciting. I know you guys have been working really hard on the house, and I'm sure it's not easy. You know, you have your good days and your bad days, and I think it's awesome to just hear the way that you have chosen to kind of take your path in life or direction in life. It makes me happy to see that things are slowly unfolding, even though it took, you know, a while for you to get there. So it gives a little bit of hope. It gives a little bit of faith, and like, just do what you want to do.
Yeah, I keep trying to just like build my little piece of happiness, and I feel like, you know, we raised some pretty good kids for a teenager not having a cell phone and wanting a goat instead. I think I'm doing pretty good.
That's really good. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing, Carol. We want to kind of dive into a topic that you actually wanted to talk to us about. So do you want to share with us what topic you wanted to bring up and talk to us about?
Yes. So I wanted to think of a topic that we could all relate on now that we're all like out of school, and I have kids in school now. And like, so my kids and I have a conversation every day when I pick them up from school. And this is what I ask them. How was lunch today? Right? And every day I get a multitude of answers. Like, you know, my daughter will be like, oh, we had, you know, this soup and it was so good. I had seconds today. But the boys at the same time will go, it was nasty. We didn't even eat it.
I can just hear their voices right now.
Yeah. So I'm like, was it good then or was it bad? And Casey's like, no, it was so good. And the boys are like, I didn't even touch it. I only ate like cucumbers, you know? So I'm like, okay. Another day, I'll be like, what was your lunch today? And the boys are like, oh my goodness, Mom, it was so good. I had seconds, right? And Kaylee would be like, it was so gross. I didn't eat anything.
Your kids are like super opposites for sure.
So then it made me start questioning, like, okay, well, what kind of school lunches do you like? And what kind of school lunches don't you like? And I remember being a kid, like, you can't, you know, it's not really your decision what you eat for lunch, right? So sometimes you hate it and you barely ate and you just kind of starved that day, and sometimes you didn't. Mm-hmm. So, and you really liked it. So then I would be like, okay, well, which days? Then they would talk, my kids would tell me, like, one of their favorite things in the morning is school breakfast sandwiches. And they all, like, hurry in line for that. And if they're out, the only other option they have is, like, cereal and fruit. And one time, my daughter says she got the last one, and her two friends were in line, and the three of them split it because it was the last one.
Aww.
Another time, the boys, they said they went all the way to the line, and there were no more, and they were so disappointed. Aww.
Aww.
I'm quite curious, like, what the school lunch scene is like in Montana. I wonder if it's, like, super different from, like, California school lunches.
Or Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it differs region to region, too. So I thought that was very curious. I was very curious about that because we all kind of had, like, different schoolings and different childhood. And, like, you know,
that's very true.
To school in Milwaukee where we haven't. And I've never been to school in California, you know. So all these different things. So I was like, oh, I'm very curious about this. So I thought
it
was a subject. Yeah, that's fun. It's fun. I'm curious. I'm very excited to see, like, what everybody liked and doesn't.
Are my kids' least favorite and most favorites, and I would like to hear yours. And I have me and Eric's too. So that was the research we did for this.
Awesome. So
my favorite, so she's my teenager. Her favorite school lunch is just the croissant, cold, like hard sandwich, the croissant sandwich with ham and cheese, and a bag of specifically the red sun chips, not original.
Red soap chips.
Yes. And then she says she hates when they make big chicken drumsticks at school. And there's this thing, I don't know what it exactly looks like, but they all call it water chicken. They said when you push in it, water comes out and it tastes like nothing, just like water. So they all hate it.
That sounds nasty.
Yeah, I don't blame them. That sounds...
And you know, I asked one of her volleyball teammates too, and she also right away said water chicken.
Water chicken.
Yeah. And then she also hates chili because she doesn't like beans. So if you make beanless chili, she'll eat it. But if you make chili with beans,
Is there such thing as beanless chili?
Sounds like spaghetti sauce to me.
Yeah, that sounds like spaghetti sauce to me too.
And then Caleb's favorite is pepperoni pizza. And his least favorite is also the chicken drumstick and the water chicken. He just says that he hates the skin on the drumstick, so he just won't eat it. And then Carter says his favorite is the pizza also. And today they had the pesto pasta, and he loved that. He said he had seconds of that. He said he doesn't like the mac and cheese at school, the water chicken, or the chicken drumsticks either. And then for Eric, his favorite was when they got to just have corn dogs, because Eric went to a private school in Wisconsin growing up, where it was only K-8, and it was very small classrooms, and the parents actually had to volunteer every lunch to make the meals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because the class was so small. Like, I think one class had, like, 9 kids only. So it was really small classes. And so what they would do is have a day, every single day, the end of the week, where they throw in all the leftover food that they didn't eat into a soup. So they would have soup days, and that's, he said,
Oh, gosh. Honestly, like,
that sounds nasty.
I agree on that and the water chicken, because...
Leftover soup. Ew, that's nasty.
And then my favorite, we had fried chicken at our school. And so I love fried chicken because you guys know me. All I want is fried chicken on my birthday and I'm happy.
Oh my gosh, Carol, that's something that you and I could totally relate to because my favorite food is fried chicken.
Yes, that's why you and I always talk about our fried. Remember that year that we only talked about to each other and I was like, stop with the Popeye.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody, if you guys know me, you guys know how I feel about Popeyes.
She has a fat dance.
And then the other thing we ate was, there's this thing that they served at my high school. They were called Italian Dunkers. So think a piece of French bread cut lengthwise, so horizontally, and then sliced into thirds, smothered with cheese, and then you dip it into, like, meat sauce.
Oh, that sounds good.
That was like my other favorite. Mm. And then my least favorite was any sort of stir fry that they made with baby corn or water chestnuts because I hate that.
Stir fry?
I also don't do chili with beans.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never had stir fry for...
For lunch? Like for school lunch? Yeah, I never had. I don't think I've ever had that either.
Yeah, stir fry? I feel like I would be excited to have stir fry.
No, I don't think I would be because if I think about like...
Like the lunch system.
Yeah, if I think about like soggy vegetables. Gravy. Yeah.
It was like gravy veggies with water chestnuts and baby corn over rice. I did not like that. Okay. So the good thing is that at my high school, we had a burger line that you can go to every day if you didn't like what they were serving, the main entree, or a sandwich line that you can build your own sandwich with different lunch meats like Subway every day. And a pizza bar every single day. So you can choose either one of those three options that are daily, or you can choose the main item.
Okay.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So just going off of yours right there, like, one of my favorite ones was actually, okay, as, like, chubby as I am, the salad and the sandwich bar was always, like, the best, too, because you could put on however much lettuce you wanted onto there. You know, you don't have to go for a sad one where they put, like, barely any lettuce or, like, any tomato on there, so... That was one of my favorites. And then my other favorite was the ham and cheese bars. I don't know, have you guys ever had ham and cheese bars? It's like it's like an oval, looks like a hash brown.
Oh, and it's cheese and ham inside? And it's like fried.
Yes.
It's I totally forgot about that.
I don't think I've ever had that.
No, I totally forgot that we had that too. That is actually really good. It's very cheesy and like...
It's like
when you think about cheese, like, it's not cheese pool. It's like melted cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is good. That is good.
And then my least favorite was lasagna. Weirdly, I like lasagna now, but I remember when I was in elementary school, like around second, third grade, I didn't like lasagna for whatever reason. And Mom would come to eat lunch with me every day but the days that there was lasagna, because she liked the lasagna, so she would come eat the lasagna and she would pack me like manje day or like rice water with like chicken.
So she would eat your lasagna.
So she would eat my lasagna.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's a cool like core memory.
It was a very core memory with mom. Like, she always say, today's lasagna, so I'm going to bring you lunch. And I was like, okay,
bet. I think that's so cute. I didn't know mom liked lasagna like that.
She did.
Mom actually still kind of does like lasagna. Mm, yeah.
Interesting.
So, okay. I don't know why that was one of my worst, but it was.
Yeah.
What was that, Carol?
She loves pasta, and I love that she loved that you hated that so that she could eat it.
Yeah, it was good. Pazoo?
Okay, so I have like three favorites. So my, like, these are all like a tiebreaker. Like, I couldn't really choose between the three. Or no, sorry, I have four. I couldn't, oh, I cannot choose between.
Leave it to Pazoo to be indecisive.
First of all, if Pazoo has four, I have nine.
Oh, oh my God. Okay, yeah, so let me just be quick because I can't choose between the four. So this is actually kind of surprising. I actually like the cheesy breadsticks, like the breadsticks with cheese inside with marinara sauce.
I have that too.
Yeah.
That was actually one of my bottom ones.
I'll just clear that out right now. Oh,
no. Like, it's actually really good. And you know, you can actually, like, what, Carol? Wait,
your school just served, like, breadsticks with marinara?
Yeah.
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 Like, but then the breadsticks have cheese inside. So it has, like, mozzarella cheese inside. And
that's protein.
So yeah. Cheese sticks, yeah.
So cheese sticks, yeah. And honestly, you know, like, there's, I saw this on TikTok, like, you can actually get the same exact brand that they have for school lunches at, like, Dollar Tree. And, like, I even saw that some people went and, like, bought, like, the whole case at Dollar Tree because they liked it so much, which is kind of ridiculous to me, but, you know. And then my next favorite is mock chicken leg. It is so good.
Which is...
I hear KM talk about that all the time.
No, mock chicken leg is so good. So it's like pork meat, but it's shaped like a chicken leg.
Why would they do that?
And then it has like brown gravy like over it. And then I don't know about the sides, but I don't remember what the sides have. But it's just, yeah, mock chicken leg with brown gravy. And it was so...
I've never had.
No, it was... It's so good. I want to see what it looks like. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And then my... What, Carol?
What does it even taste like?
It tastes like pork.
Okay.
And then the next one is breakfast for lunch.
Oh, I've had.
Yeah, so I actually.
What did you have? Was it like waffles?
So it's it has like French toast sticks with syrup, and then
okay, I remember.
They have like two breakfast sausages. Yeah, again, I don't recall, like, sides or anything like that. And then my next one is actually very simple. It's just, like, turkey with mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah. Mm.
Wow.
I actually think it's really good. Like, it actually, like, and I would, like, put little, like, I would put little, like, black pepper packets on there, like, to add some, like, seasoning, you know? And it actually is really good. And then my least favorite school lunch is... watered down stale spaghetti. It literally has like no meat. It's just literally like tomato sauce with like stale spaghetti, and it's like not good. And then the tomato sauce is all like watery, so like you can literally see like the liquid separate between the tomato sauce. Yeah,
no flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then one more note before we move on to spring. Like, I actually think it's crazy how like your guys' school, you guys had like a burger, like Carol had a burger bar, you have like a salad bar and stuff like that. I went to a Hmong school, which was like the population, like the student population was 99% Hmong, and we never had like a salad bar or like a burger bar. Like, we just get whatever we get served for like lunch. But I guess one thing that I can brag about going to a Hmong school, this was very rare, but there were some days where we got served like kapya. Yeah, kapya and like kapong for like lunch. But it was very rare. The 3.5 years that I went there, that probably happened like once a year. But at least I got to
normally eat.
Just regular school lunch.
Oh.
Yeah. But we had no salad bar, we had no other bars like.
So was it just whatever was the meal for the
day? Whatever was the meal for the day is what we get, or you bring your own lunch.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So no salad bar, no burger bar, no other like bar or anything.
Wait, My kids go to a really small school too. I don't know if you guys know like the different classes, but they are class C school, which means they're very, very, very tiny, right? It's like the smallest school. There's literally like, there's, right now there's 4 kids in first group.
Yeah.
So, I think there's like 9 seniors graduating this year.
Wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you don't want the school lunch, they let you sign up for a cold lunch bag, and you can pick ham, turkey, or peanut butter and jelly.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. That's pretty cool.
Can I get all three?
Okay, Spring, your turn.
Spring, your list is too long.
We're gonna just quickly speed through it. So, I'm gonna go through my favorites first. This is very controversial, or I would say underrated, because you don't like the pasta, but I enjoyed eating the pasta at
like the spaghetti.
No, but for us, it wasn't spaghetti. It was like the little curvy ones. I don't know how to explain it. They're very tiny, and it like curves like a spiral.
Uh-huh.
But, kind of like your guys's, where we had like multiple different like areas.
Carol, what is it called?
Rotini.
Oh, rotini.
Okay, rotini. There we go.
Okay, so what bars did your school have?
So we had, it changes every year because we get a new food company every year.
Oh.
But the one that I remember most, or the best lunch year I had, was we had a taco, like a nachos stand. So it has like nachos, and you can put meat and like cheese and stuff. And then we had a sub station, kind of like Carol's. We had pizza and pasta. So they're both together. We had a salad, and then we had the main course, and then the main course switches like every day.
Oh my gosh, I went to a poor ass school, dude.
So, but that's why I'll say that was interesting, because for you, like, you only had that, whatever was the main course, is the main course for that day. Mm-hmm. I had that only in elementary school. So then to me, it's interesting because you had that while you were in like
high school.
Yeah.
Oh, we also, my school also had like the thing where like, if there was leftovers from the day before, then they serve the leftovers too.
What? Oh, that's weird.
But then, let's say, for example, like, you don't want what you want on that day, I'd rather take a leftover.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the food the day before was better.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So not pasta specifically, but chicken Alfredo. It was really, like, bad chicken Alfredo, but I don't know why I really liked it. Like, I would get that over at, like, the main course if I didn't like it. So that was my go-to my freshman year. And then this is kind of in general from like elementary school all the way through high school. I enjoyed eating Sloppy Joe, which is kind of like underrated too. I think like there's a lot of people who don't like it because it's messy.
Like it because the bread was always soggy.
See, maybe that's why I liked it, because I like soggy bread.
She also likes soggy fries.
Ew. And cereal. Ew. Spring likes soggy stuff.
Yeah, Kaylee and I will be best friends. Like, we would eat the same thing. I love it.
You eat frozen broccoli too?
No.
Okay, so then again with the cheese sticks and the marinara, I really liked that. I think that's why I like for example, when I go to Quick Trip or the gas station that we have here in Wisconsin, if I want a snack, that's like what I get. Even to like
the mozzarella sticks?
Yeah. With the marinara. I also really liked, we had this lunch item that was mashed potatoes and gravy, and then it was popcorn chicken and like shredded cheddar on top.
Wow.
My school
lunches sound like crap compared to your guys'.
Well, if you look at it, it doesn't like that appetizing, but if you eat it, it's good. Don't think it's that bad. Yeah.
Mm.
And then I guess so. That's why I was like, yeah, that kind of makes sense, because yours had gravy on it, right? You said?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, this is kind of a side, but I really like beans. It was like a sweet bean. It had a sweet flavor, but I really liked it. I did not
like those.
And I also like the refried beans, where it's like smashed and with like the melted cheese on top. I liked that.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, I liked eating that. A lot of people don't like it, maybe because they don't like beans, but I liked that. On Thursdays, my sophomore year in high school, there was a church down the street from our school.
You told me about this before.
Yeah. And they served grilled cheese and tomato soup. So during my lunch hour, I would just walk from like the school to the church and just have lunch over there.
mm-hmm. because I am a big fan of grilled cheese and tomato soup. So that was one of my favorites. And this is kind of like a plus that I added. So as a kid in elementary school, when I went on a field trip, I really enjoyed eating Lunchables, specifically the pizza ones. And I know it's cold, but I always liked Lunchables as a kid.
I think people who like pizza Lunchables like cold pizza.
I hate pizza Lunchables.
Honestly, I've never had pizza Lunchables.
It was cold, yeah.
Ew.
I mean, oh. If you had Lunchables, you were a cool person.
That's yeah, true.
That's why, like, I always enjoyed
going remember, to field like, trips. Core memory, going to field trips, I would go pick out Lunchables.
Yep.
Chirp not the mom, not Lunchables.
At my kids' school, they love when everyone brings, like, homemade things.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that sounds... I wish I, like, had brought more homemade stuff to school, because I had free lunch, so...
Oh, yeah, free lunch. Sometimes I would cook my own food and then take it to lunch. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
Did you try?
But I was like a very independent person. You know, I was married already.
Oh.
So I would I would cook and then I would take my own food that I cooked to school.
Interesting. Yeah. And then when I was in high school and I went on field trips, we're older now, so then they would like cater food, and I liked having like the cold sub sandwiches. With like chips, and then they would give you like a water bottle and like a cookie that comes in like a little box.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I enjoyed.
Oh my gosh! That. When I worked at Cousin Subs, that's like a memory popped up. I remember having to pack those.
Yeah. So we've had those, and I think those are actually like pretty good. And that was when I went to Chicago for my junior program trip.
No, you worked at Cousin Sub.
Yeah, for like 3 years.
Eric worked at Cousin Sub too.
Oh my gosh, we're totally Wisconsinites.
Not the Cousin Subs. I don't remember having Cousin Subs, to be honest. Okay.
I've never had Cousin Subs.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I've ever had.
It's not as good as it was before.
Also, spring is barely on, like, number one.
No, party. I'm not. I'm almost done. Okay. So, and then bonus, but I always...
Another bonus? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, bonuses. I was excited about this topic.
Another bonus.
So now I'm, like, speeding through it, but... Anyways, this is why money and I conversation was long, because I had a lot. But anyways, I would always get chocolate milk, because I don't know why, I just never drink water, and they always serve chocolate milk. So I would get chocolate milk, and our school, if they had like an extra stand where you can buy stuff on your lunch, so sometimes if I felt like ambitious, I would buy apple juice, because I enjoy drinking apple juice. And on special days, we had ice cream.
Wait, so you're a chocolate milk person?
Yeah, but I like white milk, too.
What are you?
Chocolate milk.
Carol, what are you?
I get white milk.
I get white milk as well.
Mm, yeah, I get... It's weird. I get white milk for breakfast, and I get chocolate milk for lunch.
Well, duh, because you eat your cereal.
I don't eat cereal during breakfast, though. I'd be getting, like, pancakes and stuff.
But... Oh, we only get... Shit, my school was hella poor, because we only get cereal.
Okay. All right, so that was it for my favorites. My least favorites are super fast as well. We had like a chicken patty sandwich that was like a big giant chicken nugget. And it was just, there was no sauce, no lettuce, no nothing.
You're supposed to put mayo on it.
I don't like mayo, so that doesn't help. So that makes sense, but I don't like it because I'm not a big like chicken sandwich person unless it's like a grilled chicken sandwich.
Carol, do you like mayo?
I like mayonnaise. Kaylee doesn't like mayonnaise. And Kaylee eats soggy fries like spring.
Oh my gosh. Why are you guys so similar?
I
frozen broccoli and frozen corn out of my freezer.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I don't do that, but I still love her. The only time I'll eat mayo if it's like an ingredient in something or if it's like a part of like an elote.
So you won't even... So you won't go to like Panera Bread... And, like, order a sandwich there and then put mayo on it?
No. Like, I don't like
mayo. So even, like, the subs that you were talking about when you went on, like, a school trip, like, you don't put mayo on it?
Nope.
Ew, how dry.
But it was good like that for me.
You put something else besides mayonnaise?
Yeah. Like, sometimes I would put, barbecue sauce on my sandwich. Like,
ew.
A chicken sandwich. Not on, like, a cold sub. On a cold sub, I would just eat that dry.
Because my daughter doesn't like mayonnaise either. When I make mayonnaise-based sandwiches, I always sub hers for ranch.
Oh, I wouldn't mind ranch with it, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's one of them. I also didn't like the pizza. It was very just dry. Sauce was dry. Like, it looked like it was sitting out for
a little bit. I just feel like pizza was hit or miss to me. That's why I didn't put it on my list.
Yeah, I don't... I wouldn't, like, I would never go for pizza. Unless I was really, really hungry and desperate for something. But our school had a lot of options, so I wouldn't go for it.
Lucky you.
I did, obviously, hot dogs. If you guys know me, I don't like hot dogs. So whenever the main course was hot dogs, like, or brats on a bun...
Do you like corn dogs?
No.
Okay.
Like, I would only eat it if I was, like, starving. Or if it was the only thing. But I won't eat it.
What about Korean corn dogs?
No, I would only eat the cheese ones. Yeah. Mm. So I'm very particular about that. And
Spring
then,
is very picky.
Surprisingly. She
is. Yeah.
And then for... Few trips, I don't like Uncrustables.
Uncrustables are so good.
I think I don't hate it, nor do I love it. I just
don't like it.
Sometimes I feel like there's too much peanut butter in there.
I think that's why, because I don't like peanut butter.
What, Kara?
There's too much filling in the Uncrustables. I don't like them either.
I think there's just too much peanut butter in, like, it overpowers. There's not enough jelly.
But yeah, so that was my favorite and least favorite. Very long, but I was excited about this topic. So
I think Spring has the most to say because... she was the most recent to go to school.
And so she's the most picky.
She has, like, the most fond, or, like, the earliest memory of it.
Well, I thought you guys were going to, like, pick one or two.
Sorry, girl. I was so excited about it. I was like, I have so many.
Oh, gosh.
Not Serena being shocked that I have 4, but then Springs over here has 9 and 3 bonuses on top of it.
And then 4 least favorites.
You have 4 because Serena and I were just talking about how you, like, have such a hard time making decisions with everything, and you came with 4. So I'm proud of you for only coming with 4.
Thank you so much, Carol. I love you so much.
You narrowed it down to 4. Good job.
Thank you.
Spring, you need to narrow it down.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, Spring, you need to work on it.
Does that mean I'm picky? Because I like a lot.
No, you are very picky.
Okay.
I think you shouldn't have counted the grilled cheeses because that wasn't part of your school's lunch and the Lunchables.
That's true.
And the Uncrustables.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
True.
You could have omitted those.
All right, noted for future.
Noted for a future episode about school lunches.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So... we're going to kind of want to go into, like, a Q&A just to have, you know, conversation with Carol, what we're curious about. Carol. I'm sick. Like, y'all, I'm so sick right now. Like, my head is, like, honestly, like, not even here 100%.
Because earlier she said curious.
Curious.
One question each?
Yeah, we'll go around and ask a question. See? We'll just go around and ask Carol. One question each, and then Carol, just, answer the best you can, or how do you like to. So, okay. I'll go first. So, because we're only able to ask one question, I would just like to ask you, what is the best and worst thing about being a sibling?
So, 2 questions.
The best thing about being a sibling and the worst thing?
Yes.
The best thing is, I was just talking to this with my kids. The best thing is having someone in your life, or someone, or many ones in my case, in your life that knows you from your childhood to your teenagehood to your adulthood to your old age, and they're the only ones that could see you through your whole phase in your life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good answer.
Very true.
And then the worst thing would be, I guess, when you grow up, just how much more distance there is and how much little time that you actually realize you have together.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's such a small, like, time frame of your life. Because let's say the life expectancy is, like, 80 to 90 years old. So knowing that, like, you spend maybe only 18 to 20 years of that with your siblings before you move on to your next chapter is kind of crazy. It's only, like, a quarter
of your life.
Yeah.
Like that you live together.
Yeah.
You guys are the only ones that have known me from childhood all the way to adulthood.
No, but you know what's crazy, Carol? Is that you have known us your whole life, but we have not, or like you've known us our whole life, but we have not known you your whole life.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, we all, like, you've known my face, like, we kind of grew up together in those phases too, so I was still a kid too, so
yeah,
we also knew the kid as a teenager, you know?
Yeah, that's very cool. Okay, all right.
Worst.
And you're, and the, she said the worst already.
Oh, that's right.
Spring, you want to go?
Yeah, I can go. Carol, so I'm sure you know already, but we had an episode last season about what our favorites was. And I asked Pazoo and Serena this as well. But I'm very curious about you because I know that you, I feel like during your free time, like you've had the opportunity to like watch movies or watch shows. So what is your favorite comfort or go-to movie or show to watch? Like something that you can watch.
I know what it is.
All
I
the
know
time. What it is too. Or something that you enjoy like watching and you can never get bored of it.
So recently I realized that I have barely been spending any time on screens watching anything. I actually bought like this, I don't know if you guys have seen them at the stores. They're like these Glade plugins and you can set them and they automatically spray every like 9, 8, or 36 minutes, right? So I set it for 36 minutes and I set it in my living room and I'm like, okay, I think hopefully it works, you know, that the dog in my house smells like dog sometimes. And I like sat in the living room, I'm like, how come I never see this thing spray? Right? It never works. I actually realized that I didn't even sit down for more than 10 minutes at a time.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But when I do get to watch a show, it's very rare. Recently I've been watching this drama called Marry My Husband.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I see that all over, I see that all over TikTok. And
I'm just watching that right now.
Dude, I see it all over TikTok and I basically have watched it on TikTok and it's actually really good.
I don't like the actress.
What, Carol?
I'm only on episode 4.
Okay.
You could talk to Marley about it. She's watching it.
To, like, unwind at night. Sometimes my husband and I watch shows together. Recently, we've been really into a show called Evil Lives Here. And it's just, like, true crime.
Uh-huh.
Or Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
But what's your absolute favorite comfort TV show that you will never get tired of us, tired of and you can always go back to?
She's asking
because she wants to know.
Yeah, she's asking because she thinks that she knows what your favorite is.
Yeah, I need to confirm if I'm right or not.
Yeah, me too. Is it okay?
Here, ready, ready, ready. Let's say it together. Ready, one, two, three. The Office.
Oh, it's Always Sunny.
Yeah, she said The Office.
The Office. What about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I like that one too, but I prefer The Office.
Oh my gosh, I know my sister with that, my partner, so well.
Oh, we did have partners like when we were younger.
Yeah, I know my partner so well. But Carol also was the one who introduced me to It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And it's actually really funny. So sometimes I even go back and watch it.
Oh.
Yeah, they're funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So my question, Carol, is...
Huh? Are you guys going to answer the questions you guys asked me?
Oh, we already answered it before, but we can answer it really quick. Okay, Spring.
Oh, my favorite movie is...
No, TV show.
Oh, TV show? Did I say TV show?
Show.
Yeah.
Oh, show. I like Running Man. It's a Korean variety show.
Okay, Serena?
Yeah.
I always turn on Friends. It's just okay. A classic.
Yep. Mine is Vampire Diaries.
Ew.
Of course.
Gosh. What do you expect from me, Serena?
I don't know.
You're such a TBD hater. Wait, I love the original.
Serena says Serena said Friends.
Friends.
No, like her question to me.
No, Serena.
Oh, the siblings one.
Yeah, she asked the siblings one, so it's my turn now.
Okay.
Yeah, so why don't you just answer that
question? Oh.
Yeah, we can answer briefly.
Okay, Serena, go. All
right, the best thing about being a sibling is you have someone to always do something with. And the more you have, the more choices you have. Because sometimes I might want to eat with Spring and not with Pazoo. So,
God.
And then the worst thing about being a sibling is, I would say, the arguments and learning to appreciate or respect each other's differences.
That's a good one.
That's a recent one too.
Just the worst thing about it. It's just that we have arguments that not all of us are gonna think the same thing.
Yeah. All right, Springling.
I'd say the best thing about having siblings is knowing that you have someone there for you.
Okay.
Like, sort of like they'll always have your back, and you can always count on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like whether that's like to hang out and stuff like that. And the thing that I dislike about having siblings the most is maybe from like a younger perspective, because I'm one of the younger ones.
Mm-hmm.
But when the older siblings treat you like you're a kid.
You are.
I'm turning 20.
Okay, okay.
When this
okay.
episode comes out, I am 20.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the best thing about having a sibling is that you'll never walk alone. Like, you'll always have your siblings there with you. So basically the same thing that you guys have said. And then the worst thing is more people to lose.
Yeah,
that's really sad. So, you know,
she's about to cry. Right now. Go ask your question.
She's emotional.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So my question is, Carol, what is your favorite memory with each of us?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Just the one that comes off your head.
Just the first one that comes to your head, like Serena said.
Let's see. With Serena, because we never really lived close together, and we still don't.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's really hard for us to get together, but I liked when, after all the sisters left for the sister trip, and we had a day to just...
It was really nice.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
And then we went to the airport, and she bought me a shirt.
Okay.
Not the souvenir shirt from Montana where she lives.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
And then with Spring, my favorite memory is honestly every time I make her chicken Alfredo and how happy she is.
That's my favorite memory.
I always try to make something that she loves, because like it's hard for me to give, and I show a lot of my love through, you know,
acts of service. Love that. To make
things for her.
Love it, love it.
Happy. And when she came out and we played games at night with Jaden.
Yes, I remember. That was a very fun night.
Yeah. And with Pajol, it was the 2 years that we talked to each other every single day because we were living the same life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that too. Yeah.
We literally
would just be on the phone with each other like for hours.
Yeah, wiping butts.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah, because our kids, like our two youngest boys, they're how many days? 12 days apart.
Yeah. 12 days apart.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So we had a lot in common.
You know, I always wanted to be pregnant at the same time with a sister, and I was pregnant at the same time with you. It's just that, unfortunately, we were far away from each other.
Well, we made it work.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
I love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What about you guys? Favorite memories?
With Carol?
With Carol?
With Ava, too. Oh, my goodness. I guess I'll go first, because I already know mine. My favorite memory of Carol, which... the ones that you included, but also when it was very recent when we came to Montana with just mom and dad and the boys,
mm-hmm.
and we were around your bonfire that night, and we had kind of like the food outside sitting at your house. You made chicken Alfredo the night, and you made like the corn, or you made like the cornflakes with the you made the cheesy potatoes, and you made your famous fruit salad. So I always enjoy eating.
You know, one thing that I know Spring really likes that you make too is your cream puffs.
I love
cream puffs.
Those are so good. Oh my gosh.
Yes. So that's my favorite memory with Carol. My favorite memory with Serena is probably... I thought I knew.
So recent, everybody buys.
Yeah, she is.
I'm thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, it's very recent. Probably when we, what is it? When it was just me, you, and Money, and Zilo Kevin, and we went to Minnesota. That was very fun. Yeah, it was my first time in Mall America too, so it was nice to experience it with like one of my siblings. Mm-hmm. Then with Pazoo. Gosh, oh my gosh.
Just
one. Yeah, I know. Honestly, I think it's very recent too. It was when Pazoo was living at her old place. And just all the times that, like, I've got to hang out with her, like, after we, like, she's come home and I've babysat. So once the kids have settled down and we just kind of, like, talk to each other, cook together, and have dinner. Yeah.
Aww. Okay.
I love that they're just the little moments.
Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to think, too, still. But, okay, the one that I know is my favorite memory with Carol is, when she took me to go watch High School Musical 3.
When it came out?
Yeah. Wow. She took me to go watch High School Musical 3 when it came out.
So you watched it in theaters?
Yeah, I watched it in theaters. And so cool. I wish I could relive that moment. Oh, my gosh. And also, this also ties to High School Musical, like, the series, you know? When Carol got me their yearbook.
Yeah, I really wanted to make your day that day. I was like, oh my goodness, we need a girl, so she's gonna love this.
Oh my gosh,
like,
yeah.
And we went to like eat, and we did movie, and we sat really close, and we did the whole thing. It was so fun.
I loved it, yeah. And I have so many memories of Carol, but that is one of like my like memory, the first memory that popped up in my head with Carol. My favorite memory with Serena, I have a lot from like childhood, but I think the first one that popped up in my head as well was when we used to sleep together, like we had to share like a bed and a room. I just think one of the favorites was that every night we would always pray together, and she always made me pray. Like we would always kind of like argue and then like, or bigger, but then obviously I would always lose because I'm the younger sister, so I always had to pray. But my like, I prayed the same thing every single night, and honestly when I pray before I go to bed, I still say something. I still say the same prayer.
The same one that you tell Leo and Luki?
No, not that one. Oh. No. Yeah. And then my favorite memory was spring. Oh my gosh, there's so much.
It's hard, right?
Yeah, it is very hard.
Like,
cause you,
I was just thinking about the first thing that popped into my head.
So the first thing that popped into my head was the very first TikTok that you and I have ever done together, and it's the one where we, it's like the dance that we do together, and like they say like, how old are you, and like we put our hands up, and like that, I don't know why that's the first one that popped into my head, but that's just the first one. Yeah.
I love it.
That's it.
Yeah.
No.
Pazoo was terrible. The first memory that comes up to my head was spring. It was the recent one in Cancun when her and I went to the stage for the color throw.
Oh yeah, that was
even
really
though
fun.
we kind of missed it.
I can't believe I had no recollection. How come you guys didn't even come get me? I had no recollection of like
you were like
oh I was messed up already.
Carol. The first thing that comes up when I think of Carol and a memory with her would have to be, I don't know why, but it was when we were in Fresno and she had an old friend that used to work at Rotten Tomatoes or like the Red Tomato, and I just remember like always going with her to pick that friend up sometimes, and the food was good.
Okay, that was
like a brief moment. Like honestly, like that's just like the brief moment, like the briefest moment that I had with Carol.
But that's the first thing you thought of.
That's the first. That's like almost even like the earliest memory that I can remember with Carol when I was older to like comprehend like memories. Yeah, I mean, I remember when we picked them up for the airport and stuff, but actually like spending time with Carol, that's the first memory that comes up.
I remember dropping you off a lot.
Yeah, like your church stuff too.
Yeah, roller skating and your dad's and everything.
We had mom's van, and yeah, we used that van a lot.
I had to haul you so many places because mom and dad were busy, so I had to do it.
Yeah. And then for Pazoo, my favorite memory with Pazoo, or like the first thing that comes up with Pazoo, is probably just with Pazoo. Dude, Pazoo's kind of hard. Like, I hate her, so we have a lot of...
Not her hating me. She's so rude.
I haven't really had, like, recent memory with Pazoo either. Until, I mean, I haven't really old one until now. I can't think of it, but it was probably me every time she's, like, singing in her backyard and make her own music videos. I would always go out there and, like, spy on her, and then she would see it, and then she would stop singing.
Oh my gosh! That's your favorite memory?
Yeah. Like, she would be so into it, like, just singing her own music videos, like, hella into it, and then, like, as soon as she sees the spy there, she, like, gets all shy and stops.
She's so embarrassing. Come on, you're just exposing her.
Oh my gosh. No, but like, I literally like would go to the backyard. I would have an umbrella. Yeah. And I would even like twist the umbrella. Like,
and I sang old Hmong music videos?
No, yeah. I literally made up songs in my own head. Like Hmong songs.
Hmong video songs. Hmong
yeah. Videos. And it was like, and it was literally Hmong songs too. Like I literally sang in Hmong.
The other day.
Yeah, I was the main character.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, that's totally Leo energy.
The other day. Or not the other day, it was a while ago, but I asked Pazoo, I was like, when you were younger, did you ever look out the window while you're driving in the car and pretend you're in a music video?
Yeah. I had a whole movie.
A movie?
Yeah. It even happened so much to the point where, like, I was in, like, sixth grade, you know, when we were still living in Milwaukee, and during the weekend, we would come to, like, Appleton. Mm-hmm. I even played a movie in my head where, like, I had to move away from my boyfriend and, like...
Oh, geez, I just brought another core memory. Like, when me and Pazoo made a movie together, we were the two main actors. Actress. Yeah. She was, like, the American, the Hmong American. I was the MTT Hmong.
Spring, have you seen the video?
Yeah, no, I want to.
She was showing me around America.
Yeah.
And I was from Laos.
You know, speaking of that, I still hold this against her. Like, she literally wasted all my toothpaste.
Yeah.
And I was the only one that used that toothpaste because I was like a baby or whatever, you know?
First of all, that toothpaste was from a guest that left it there. That's the only reason why she had that princess toothpaste. It tastes like bubblegum.
Played as a kid. Who did you play with, Spring?
What? Say that again?
Who did you play with, Spring, since Serena and Pajon played together?
Well, if Serena and Pajon were playing together, I was like, not playing yet.
She was not born, but she's saying when you were a kid.
Yeah. Oh, when I was a kid, I didn't have anyone.
Wait, so have you ever played, like, besides when you played it with us, like, have you ever played Yatayu D and stuff?
Yeah, I played with, like, Blyday. Yeah. Blyday was probably the number one person that I played with. I've also played with my Hmong friends in elementary school in Milwaukee.
You guys play...
What did you play with them?
Oh, yeah, we've played Yatayu D before.
Like,
I played Mom and Dad.
Like, you guys Hailu Hmong and stuff like that, too?
Maybe not in Hmong, but we would pretend that we
But you guys would play
in,
house?
Yeah, like, sometimes we pretend
oh,
that we
dude,
lived in the
when jungle. I played Yatayu D, it was legit, like, was... Hmong movie.
Dang,
we made
yeah.
everything with rose petals.
Okay, yeah. This is, like, a core memory in my head, but you know the little Hmong, or not Hmong, the little baby formula bottles, and it comes with the spoon?
Uh-huh.
When it's empty,
oh, it's a, that, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's, like, a core memory that I have.
Dude, Yatayu D was the shit.
Was so sometimes fun. I would play, I don't know if you guys know, it's a PBS kids show called Wildcrats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would play that sometimes.
I actually kind of like it. And you know my kids watch it too now.
Oh, that's good.
That's so cute, Spring. You play so cute.
Yeah, so I played and I pretend that I was like a Wildcrat. And I had
wow,
like,
that's funny.
Don't you remember when Spring was obsessed with Titanic?
She still
I
is.
I still am. I would sit down and watch it. I would watch that over
probably. I'm going to let Haley watch it this weekend.
Oh.
For the first time?
Mm-hmm. Oh. She's in for a ride. She's
oh,
in
yeah.
for a cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
I just watched White Chicks last week for the first time.
How did she like it?
She laughed a lot. She was like, oh, it's not what I expected.
So,
oh. Yeah.
Oh,
gosh.
Oh,
I also watched... The Notebook for the first time too.
I've never seen.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
You've never seen The Notebook?
No. I know it's Ryan Reynolds. Or not Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Gosling and
Rachel McAdams.
Yes.
Yeah, I watched it before, but it was like recent, like less than 9 years ago.
Oh,
But we had that movie at North 10th Street.
That wasn't related to movies,
then. It came out the year I was born.
Anyways, I would like to end the episode with just one last comment or statement that we wanted to share with Carol. Like, if there's one thing that we wanted Carol to hear from us or know of how we viewed Carol, what would you say? And I could start. So, I don't want to make it sound like if one of us pass away, what do we want the other person to know before, you know, we never got to say it, kind of thing. But in a light-hearted way. So Carol, if there's one thing that I want you to know from me to you, is that I love you and I appreciate a lot of everything that you do for us as the oldest sibling. I know that you do a lot for us and you have done a lot for us and you continue to, even with your own family. And I am slowly happy to see that some of us are older now to take care of the ones that you weren't able to, because you started raising your own family and stuff like that too. But all the things that you've done and all the persons, you know, that you continue to raise, like those younger siblings, I see all that, and I really appreciate that. And I love you, and I'm excited for you, and I'm happy for you, and I think you have a good thing going on right now.
Thank you. I love you too.
Mm-hmm. Spring, last words?
Of course, I love you too. And from the youngest sister to the oldest sister, I think that I just want you to know that, like, I want to learn from you too, like, not just like my older siblings that I have here. So don't be afraid to talk to me. I want us to talk more. I would like us to, because I love, like, your lifestyle, and as the older sister, I feel like I should definitely, like, talk to you or look up to you more and get to, like, hear your side more, because I only ever hear, like, let's say Jeff or my older siblings here. So I feel like it'd be a good opportunity for me to learn more now that I'm older. And I don't want, like, the age gap to be, like, a problem, which I don't think it is right now. But I would like for us to just kind of, like, because we don't get the chance to hang out because we're so far away. So I think this is a great time for us to finally start, like, getting to know each other more. As, like, not that we don't know each other, but you know what I mean. So
yeah, you just want to go deeper.
Yeah, so, like, build our relationship and get closer together. So yeah, I love you too.
I love you too, and I would totally be open to that, and you can call me whenever too.
Yes.
Okay, so something that I want you to know, Carol, obviously I love you, you know, and honestly, I would say you did your part in raising me too. So the person that I am today is because of you too, you know. And I just
job.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Did a bad job?
No, you did a good job. And I really like how close you and I are, like, ever since the beginning. And one thing that I always remember about you and me is that our birth years are opposite from each other, 89 and 98. And I just like all of the memories that you and I have together. And I still think, honestly, like, to this day, I still think that you and I have a very, very special bond that nobody else has. And I really appreciate that, and I love that we have that together. And I feel like you and I are always forever and ever relatable. And I really like that. I feel like I have so much more to say, but I can't really, like, put it into words, you know?
Yeah. That's okay. Love you too. Yeah. You're never good with words. You're indecisive.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, she can decide what to say.
Oh, but the memory thing, another memory thing, sorry, popped up in my head just now. Carol is actually the first person that's ever waxed my eyebrows.
Yeah, I was in beauty school.
Yeah, and I was her model, and she had to wax my whole forehead.
Oh, yeah, I heard it was bad.
Yeah, because there was, like, a ika liner, because I had so much like baby hair on my face because I was in fifth grade. So she ended up waxing my whole forehead.
Zams.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Carol, again, for joining us for this episode. We appreciate you opening the season with us.
Thank you for having me. I wish you all good luck and your future endeavors and hopefully all your goals this year. And hopefully we get to see each other more.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Looking forward to coming to the house when it's done.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Me too. Also, I actually just talked to you about it the other day. Yeah.
And if we could help to make it out there to help, we will try.
Yes, and I'm down for your interior design, Serena.
Yeah. If you're pretty. I told her I want to, like, low-key just play around with, like, interior designing her place. So, awesome.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, that kind of wraps up our first episode for season one. We hope that you guys enjoy this kind of newer kind of vibe that we have going here by adding a fourth person to the FP3 dynamic. So we look forward to meeting you guys and speaking to you guys again in episode two. And we will introduce the second sibling then. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a good night or good morning or good afternoon.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.